John, we just did the picks. You're big on the Lions this week. I'm big on the Lions this week. We're chesty, as the midday show would say. I'm cocky going into this game. I really feel like this is a spot for the Lions to get their offense right against a Buccaneers defense that's banged up, against a defense they were successful against a year ago. Do I think Mike Evans gets a big play in the game, or Godwin gets a big play in the game? Sure, but I think they'll be one-dimensional offensively. The Lions will get that offense humming again, and they'll win this game comfortably. You and me are cocky. Gov used the word concerned in his picks, and I wonder which camp people are in today on this Football Friday. Cocky or concerned? 248-539-9797.
I understand the level of apprehension of getting to the cocky level. And, you know, this is all uncharted territory for Lions fans. And you know, NFC Championship last year, but a lot of people are, how real was that team? Was it a one-off? Mm-hmm. And now you've started off with a win, and it's following the same path as the playoffs did, obviously, at home against the Rams. It was a win. Win here in the first game of the season. Now you're playing the Bucs. And it was a win twice last year, once in Tampa in the regular season, once in the playoffs at Ford Field. Now all of a sudden they're back. But here's the thing. Antoine Winfield Jr. is doubtful. He's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
They've got questionable on McCollum, questionable on Tyke Smith. That's almost their entire secondary.
Right.
What's the I don't even know if we could say the strength of this offense, because I do think it's a very dynamic offense. They are going to run the ball, but against this team, we saw it last year at full strength defensively. Jared Goff lit him on fire.
Down in Tampa. With no run game.
No threat of running. Kalijah Kancey is questionable. And so so many of the playmakers on their defense may or may not play, but I think the best player that they have, Antoine Winfield Jr., other than Vita Vea, who is still really big,
yep.
They're not playing. So I think they're going to come out. They're going to score early on Tampa. They're going to force Tampa to be one-dimensional, which Tampa's kind of already one-dimensional. They don't run the ball well.
No, they're one of the worst running teams in football.
But once you go into the game, you understand that. You continue to eliminate the run game, and the focus is on the secondary. Focus is going to be on the secondary all year this year. At least our eyeballs are going to be on the secondary. I think the pass rush gets home against Baker Mayfield. The ball's not going to come out quite as quick as it did last week with Matthew Stafford. And DJ Reader is going to be pushing the pocket in the middle. We saw Levi Onwuzurike, QB hits, four pressures. You're going to be able to find ways to get after Baker Mayfield. And what does Baker Mayfield do? He is, I think, the modern-day gunslinger. He wants to be able to get outside the pocket. He wants to extend plays. He wants to do all of this magic in the backfield and try, and he thinks he can fit it in any tight window possible. Like Kirby Joseph. I think, Brian Branch, if he's able to play, all of these guys are going to have something to say about that in the secondary. I think there's turnovers, early touchdowns for the Lions. I think this game gets out of hand early.
Jared Goff threw for the most yards in any game last year when he faced this Tampa team. Four touchdowns, zero picks in the two meetings. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it, no Winfield. I do think they're poised to have a much better day throwing the football than they did in week one. Dan Campbell on our show this week said, the passing game, that's the last thing to come. So there's a little bit of that rust early in the season. This is a great spot for them to get right in week two. And then you're right. I feel very confident that Tampa will not run the ball, that they will be one-dimensional. Detroit was great stopping the run a year ago. Then they add DJ Reader. You throw in the fact that Tampa couldn't run the ball a year ago. And in week one, it was more than a third of their plays were either zero or negative yard rushes. Their running game was in neutral slash reverse. So, yes, you're going to go into Ford Field with a one-dimensional offense, loud environment, and all it takes is a tip ball, an interception that doesn't get dropped this week, and the Lions, who won by a touchdown last week, can very easily win by two touchdowns this week. If that sounds cocky, I think it's earned. I think this football team is plenty good enough to roll the Tampa Bay Buccaneers off the field on Sunday and go 2-0. Now, the concerns have been brought up from behind the glass.
Look, I love Antoine Winfield. I love him coming out of college, and I wish he was a Lion. The Lions were fortunate last week to play a team that had a lot of injuries, and it really didn't matter that much. It was still a close, tight game. So I just don't want to buy into that as an automatic thing. I have concerns about the Lions offense not being able to utilize the middle of the field. And until I see them have a dominant performance where a team takes away the middle of the field and they do it on the outside, I'm not going to pick them to cover a spread like this. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think the Lions will win this game. It'll be very similar, actually, to last week's game. It's going to be a grind. There might be a chance where they're trailing in the second half. And I respect the Buccaneers. I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think Baker is the perfect guy. He embraces coming in here and into this environment. That's a non-issue for him. So everybody can get down there, can get as loud as they want. It's not going to have an influence on him. It isn't.
No, but it can have an influence on the other 10 guys on the offense, right? And how they operate. You know,
pre-snap
penalties. Start. Yeah, communication can be a major issue.
I like Todd Bowles really as a defensive coach. I think that the jury's out on him as a head coach still a little bit. I mean, he's solid, but is he a Super Bowl type winning coach? We don't know. But he saw exactly what the Rams did. And they kind of did that last year to them. I mean, the Lions struggled running up the middle in that playoff game. It was Gibbs running outside that.
But they didn't even have to run in the first matchup. That was down in Tampa. And my question is, I agree, Todd Bowles is a really good defensive coordinator. And, you know, we'll find out. I think he's actually a pretty good head coach to be able to be a playoff team last year. And you've gone with Baker Mayfield. Now you extend Baker Mayfield. And he's a guy that you're going with. There's a lot of discussion there. But if he was this defensive maestro, how come it wasn't different? How come the outcome wasn't different the second time they faced him in the playoffs than it was the first time?
And I think I have the answer for you. Todd Bowles is a blitzing defensive guy. There are certain guys in the NFL who like to blitz. Jared Goff's not good when he's pressured, but he is very good when he's
against the blitz.
And I know that sounds confusing. Not all blitzes get home. And the Lions have an offense designed to get the ball out quick. You want to bring pressure? Goff's a veteran quarterback. If they identify it, if they pick it up, that's fewer guys in coverage yards after the catch. You know who thrives in yak? St. Brown, Gibbs,
Laporta,
the whole bleeping offense. So I think it's a bad matchup for Bowles. It was proven out last year. I think it's a bad matchup for them this year.
See, and I go back to the playoff game, though. That was a 10-10 game in the middle of the third quarter, and it took a 4th-and-1 barely get in the end zone run by Craig Reynolds to kind of get the Lions to seize control of that game. You know, again, I think the Lions win. I just think covering that sort of number in this spot against that team, it's almost like I feel like the Lions right now, I want them to play a road game. I want them to get out of town. I have more confidence already, not even having played this week for the Arizona game the following week. Cause I think you realize they have not left since the very first preseason game. Like they've been in town for 6 weeks. I just kind of want to see them get out of here. And I think there's a lot of pressure. And you know what? These teams are motivated having lost those playoff games last year. I hated the beginning of the schedule to a degree because it was likely that those teams are going to be relatively healthy coming in here. And the challenge that both those games presented last year, I don't see the games being that much different. I know you're looking at an 8-point win last year in the playoffs. That gets you the cover in this, but it was tight. It was.
So how do Lions fans look at this? You are more than a touchdown favorite this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you see the Lions rolling, or do you see it's going to be a nail biter? There's going to be some concerns, not going to be clean, not going to be crisp. You tell us, 248-539-9797. John, you're cocky.
Yeah, I'm very confident. I mean, I guess we could say cocky.
Overconfident?
I don't think I'm overconfident. I'm looking at this going, the last couple of times they've had the matchup, the Lions have won. To me, last year, the first matchup down in Tampa, it was the coming out party for Jared Goff for a lot of Lions fans. Can he be the guy to go out there and win a game? The run game evaporated due to injury, but it evaporated. Now, all of a sudden, he was tasked with, on the road, being able to manufacture drives and points simply by throwing the ball, knowing that they were one-dimensional. And he did exactly what he needed to do. Did the same thing in the playoffs. And I'll give you the score.
Yeah.
This will go from confident to cocky. I think they win this one 35-14.
Three full touchdowns.
Because I think they get a turnover early, much like they did down in Tampa last year. I think they convert that into points. I think this offense, Amon-Ra St. Brown, we know what happens when he's mad. He's going to come out and have a great game paired with another good game by J-Mo, another opportunity for Sam Laporta to come out and be a little better, more productive. I don't want to say better, more productive than he was last week. Plus, they've got both guys healthy in the backfield.
Yeah, I think there was something that happened. They woke up in overtime. They got back to the basics. They became a battering ram. And even if Tampa takes that away to some extent, it's a pick-your-poison situation. I think the Lions want to get their passing game going. I know Gov is fixated on last year's playoff game being 10-10 at one point. It was also a 14-point Lions lead in the fourth quarter of that playoff game. So congrats to Baker for scoring essentially a meaningless touchdown to make it an 8-point Lions win. The Lions were the better team in both matchups a year ago. And this is, again, not Tampa at full strength. They are without Carlton Davis, who's on our sideline now. They're without Antoine Winfield Jr., who I think is their best defensive back. He's a game wrecker. He's a guy that just gets into the middle of the field where you can muddy things up and take the ball away. He's a guy who might be in a deep third trying to break up a Jameson Williams play. He's not in uniform this week. That's significant. And I think Tampa will be one-dimensional, and you will not win football games on the road. You won't hang in many football games if you're one-dimensional in this league. Like, Tampa won their division last year. Can we all call it what it is? It's the worst division in football.
Yeah, and they
might not win it this year. I mean, I think they're a pretty average, maybe a slightly above average football team. The Lions are a Super Bowl contender. They're at home. They're more than a touchdown favorite. Wallop them. Punish them. Beat them up.
I'm not going to throw Kirk Cousins and the Falcons under the bus for one game, but I think we are all very underwhelmed by what we saw, and because of what they did in the draft, if they have another week like that, is there now controversy in the locker room? Well, hey, maybe we need to move on to Michael Penix. They can't do that because of what they paid Kirk Cousins. What are the fans? What's the atmosphere going to be like in the stadium? So you've got Carolina, who is competing with the Giants for the worst team in the NFL. Atlanta didn't scare anyone. The Saints, even though they won, I don't think they beat one of the worst teams in all of football. So what do you really know? And Tampa, they could be in the playoffs simply because somebody has to win the division.
Ticket texters on where they stand. You guys can jump it on the phones, 248-539-9797. Texter says, Gov is a coward.
Wow.
That's awesome. I picked him to win and I'm a coward.
Gov sounds scared. This is a common refrain.
This is where the keyboard warriors, forget the Q-tips. I did pick them to win the game.
Not by enough.
But let's make sure we spread enough blame around. Heather Park did the same thing.
I did.
And Greg did. Greg is very savvy in week two of the NFL.
Is that a made-up thing? Do you have data to back that up? Greg is, quote, savvy in week two?
I don't know. But this sounds like the flack that you were getting merely for picking the Lions to go merely 12-5.
Yep. It's a whole new world.
I'm the only one consistent. 14-3.
We're going to win 35-14.
Yeah, but you're backing into it.
I don't pick them to blow out teams. This is the NFL. Yeah, games are hard.
And these are the Detroit Lions.
By the way,
Tom,
a backdoor cover's in play with this line.
Could be.
Yeah, see, even you said it. Maybe you should have picked.
Tom sounds,
I'm always the target. It's great.
This one says, Tom sounds very worried about the Lions' confidence and ability to win the next game. He reminds me of a small kid worried he's not going to get his pony for Christmas.
I did get my pony, but it was the Ewok Village.
A little Red Rider BB gun.
Lions dominate on the ground, but then shy away from the run for two quarters for no reason. This person doesn't think they run away with the game. This one's from Hunter in Clarkston. He says, I'm feeling cocky about the Lions. I'm really confident about how we look this year and our performance. J-Mo should send us through the ceiling.
Yep.
I mean, that was the missing ingredient of this offense. It was if he's going to be that player that they drafted him to be, I mean, I don't know how you win as a defense because, fine, clog the middle. You got a player who can win one-on-one on the outside. Bring the safeties in to stop the run. Congrats. He's going to blow the top off the defense two or three times, and you're going to be toast.
Is there anywhere on the football field that you believe that this offense can't attack?
No.
Not one spot on this field in terms of, and so if you're a defensive coordinator, and I do think Todd Bowles is a good, real good defensive coordinator, how do you put together a game plan to stop all of the weapons that the Lions have? And you can't just rely on, oh, well, maybe they'll hope Jared Goff has a bad game, or maybe somebody will get hurt. Monroe St. Brown only had 13 yards. Maybe he's, you know, maybe it's the contract. All of those things are not, they're all hope. And you don't build a game plan on hope. You're trying to shut down the middle of the field. You're trying to shut down the run game. You're trying to shut it down the flats because you could attack it with Gibbs. Laporta, and the same thing. J-Mo deep. J-Mo on the sidelines. Like, where do you stop this offense?
And John, to your point, if you have to cover all that space, you probably don't want to have five or six guys rushing the quarterback. You can't cover all that space. Right. But the alternative is he pulls an okey-doke. Bowles goes against the grain. He drops seven. He drops eight.
Okay.
You're never going to get home. They don't have a premier pass rusher. Vita Vea is a good run stuffer.
Sure.
They don't have a premier pass rusher. You're not going to get to Goff. Ben Johnson's going to scheme somebody open. And if you're dropping guys, the Lions are going to be more than confident and comfortable
running the ball.
Running the damn ball.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you throw in a couple of play action passes, and that's where you blow the top off it with J-Mo.
Yeah. Listen, if they were playing an elite defense that could get home with just four, you know, those are the type of defenses that become challenging for any offense. I don't see that opposite the Lions this week.
No, I don't either. And when you look at, and here's the thing, Jared Goff is really good against the blitz. And I know a lot of people say, well, it's because of his experience. He's not a young quarterback. That's part of it. But he's a heady quarterback. He's smart. He knows how, you know, self-preservation. I got to get rid of the ball because I'm going to take a hit. So he gets rid of it and dumps it off to whoever he needs to, or throws it away.
Lions are going to win by 17 from Josh in Livonia. They'll get to Mayfield early and often. He'll hold the ball longer than Stafford. It's a big game for Hutch, Gibbs, and St. Brown. Says also, go green.
Sure.
Big game against Prairie View this weekend. Weren't the Lions up two touchdowns with 7 or 8 minutes left, and then Baker did his best Stafford garbage time to make it look close? Talking about the playoff game.
Right.
Yep. This ticket texture says Tampa wins, and wins convincingly.
Oh, wow.
27-13, Bucks over Detroit. Baker's too good. He's going to cook this Lions secondary.
Baker's too good. Okay, give us a basis of fact.
Do we have an area code on that ticket text?
Yeah.
Is that sent by a member of the Mayfield family?
I don't know. Are they still living in Cleveland?
I'm not a member. I don't want to come across that way.
Okay.
I mean, I've been called a coward already. It's a guy who's won a couple playoff games, guys. I mean, let's not dismiss. You did call him Diet Goff.
Sure.
So you think he's just below Goff in terms of it.
And I think the support around Goff is much better than the support around Mayfield. There's a real run game in Detroit. The Bucks, a third of their runs were zero or negative yard rushes. And now they're going to face DJ Reader and the Lions defense. Good luck.
I'm just saying, last year, both games, Montgomery against the Buccaneers, 20 carries total, 47 yards rushing total. So again, Gibbs did not play game one. Mm-hmm. Game two, 74 yards on 9 carries, but it was the seal. He broke the seal in the game when he had the 31-yard touchdown.
Again, but I think you mentioned,
and that led to a 45-0 win like you guys are predicting.
Exactly. That first game, you could say they couldn't run the ball, and that would have been damning. Like, if you would have told me a year ago, the Lions are going to go on the road against a team that will make the playoffs, and the run game isn't even going to be close to good, I would go, oh boy, they're losing that game. They won it by two touchdowns, and Jared Goff had his highest passing yard output of the entire season. Guys,
yeah,
I think we should be cocky going into this game. 248-539-9797. Stay listening for your chance to win Lions tickets. We'll get more of your thoughts. It's 97.1.